draw following.
How are we doing today?
Do you need a place to sit?
No, actually, I was just going to, I don't want to interrupt your services. We're not about that. I just wanted to kind of wait out here and maybe talk to people when they come out.
It'll be a while, yeah.
Yeah, what's a while, sir? By the way, I'm James. This is my wife, Debbie.
Okay.
What's your name, sir? What's your name, sir?
Marvin Hostetler.
Nice to meet you, gentlemen. We're here in peace. I hope you can see that we're peace-loving people. I have a Bible.
Where are you from?
We have a homestead about 20 miles from here, but we are originally from Wisconsin. We're not out of the Anabaptists, but we were from, you'll probably know the Cashton, Ontario area, yeah. Wisconsin, a lot of Anabaptists there. We were west of there. And I retired early to travel and preach the gospel. And so we kind of got rid of all of our roots up there, up north where we were from, and we centrally located here in Wisconsin, in Missouri, because it's centrally located. 10 hours, you can be anywhere to travel and preach. But we're not there usually. We did winter there this year, but we normally are on the road traveling, preaching, going out, preaching Christ crucified out into the lost world as Jesus commanded us to do. And we don't belong, so you know, we don't belong to any group. We're not some cult. We're not Mormons. We're not Jehovah's Witness. We follow Jesus Christ, the Most High. We preach Christ crucified. We believe in the scriptures, Genesis to Revelation. We would be what I would call, I don't like this word, but we would be what you would, orthodox, meaning we would agree on many of the doctrines, virgin birth, Jesus is God, where we probably would disagree on some other doctrines, man-made doctrines, but orthodox, you know, meaning not the Orthodox Church, but Orthodox faith. So just to give you a little basis, and what I like to do is we don't like to interrupt, because if we came in, we look different, you're going to interrupt your service. I like to wait and see if people would like to talk to me and just talk about the scriptures, because in Isaiah it says, come, let us reason. And we love people, and what I find is, like, when we go places and we find Anabaptists out in the culture, they don't want to talk. Okay, and then men will tell me, you should come to our church. And then I come to their church to talk. Most times they don't want to talk. Now, if I walked inside and interrupted, they would say, you're not very meek, you're interrupting us. So I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I hold gospel signs sometimes. People say, that's too bold. I open air preach. People say, you're too loud. I whisper. People say, I don't like what you say. I think you understand what I'm saying. Was Jesus loved for his message?
Not everybody.
No, hardly anybody. How about John the Baptist? The greatest man that ever lived according to our Savior. What was the first words out of John Baptist's mouth in public ministry? How about what were the first words of Jesus in his public ministry?
Probably the same one.
Repent. And so what we do is we call people to repent, and we love, we go to Catholic places, evangelical stand outside, we go to the world, we go to events, we go to big events, small events. We were just holding signs in a town not far from here. And what we like to remind people, a lot of people will say to us, well, why do you come here? This is already a Christian church. Where did Jesus go? He went to the synagogues. Where did Paul go? He went to the synagogues.
So it'll be an hour or so. We want to go back in.
An hour?
Yeah.
Okay.
Close to it.
Okay. Can I ask you a question? Do you feel safe enough if I wait in my van and come out after an hour? I'm just gonna tell you something. Anabaptist people have called the police on me, standing with the Bible, and had the police run me off their property. If you're going to do that, do it now, and then I'll be on my way peacefully. But if you don't mind me waiting, we'll wait and come out and talk to people afterwards. I assume you're non-resistant, so you won't call. Do you want to know something terrible? Do you guys use the internet at all?
I don't.
Okay, some of you people do. I can tell you got really nice, fancy cars. You must make money in business. You're using the internet. If you go on my...
Partial.
Use it for good, pure, and true, of course. You know, you got to guard your eyes, right? We were at... was it in Seymour? Seymour, Missouri, I think? Close? No, maybe not. Anyway, an Anabaptist body was having a benefit. And we showed up there just like this to talk. They didn't have a religious service. They were having an auction and stuff. Here's this big 6'4" police officer with gun, taser, billy club standing at the door. And I looked at my wife and I said, are we with violent people here? And I asked the people later, and the leaders told me, well, we got to protect the world, and the world is coming to our facility. And I'm like, do you live in fear? So I would hope you wouldn't call the police on me that you live in fear, because we're not to fear men. And you have nothing to fear of me other than the truth, perhaps. Galatians 4:16, Paul says, have I become your enemy? Because of the truth.
We want to go back in. We have our self-examination meeting today.
Okay.
So it'll be about an hour, yeah.
Oh, about an hour.
Yeah.
So you're okay with me waiting?
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.